got a green card straight out of the consulate. Where I go, you go, brother, we Yugoslavian. Formal is a dress code, dawg. So many checks owed, I feel Czechoslovakian, nigga. What the fuck?
Welcome, welcome. It's another episode of You Already Know. Reading is fundamental. I am here. You are here. I am glad for both of those cases. So what's up? I hope everything has been productive, everything has been progressing, and you've been remaining positive through good, bad, ugly, good weather, bad weather, good vibes, whether you around real ones, whether you gotta work through some funny style ones, whatever the case may be, stay on the up and up, and let's go. When I was figuring, no, there is no protection whether you're a good or bad person. You're gonna get hurt and or disappointed. Make your choice knowing that. So we really can't dig into the mental of everyone to know why they are the way they are. The people who are good most of the time, and it seems genuine, that's just them, you know what I mean? But they also know that that comes with, you're going to get hurt, you're going to get disappointed. That may actually come more. It's a twisted world, it's a twisted life, because I think the more good you are, the more you look out for folks, the more you get hurt, the more you're disappointed. So I guess to know that will help you through. It sucks. It sucks. It shouldn't be like stamped. Maybe everyone doesn't admit to this or everyone doesn't fully agree, but that's how I feel. Like if you're all around solid, look out for people, you're not cutthroat, you're not a hater, I feel like you gotta feel that you're gonna be disappointed and hurt more. The people who choose to be bad, I think they think that's a part of them think that that's a cheat code, because if you're being bad, why wouldn't you feel you would still get hurt or disappointed? Because even if people that do bad and it's grimy and cutthroat, they have their version of a good moment because they have to obtain certain things. I don't think you can exist being all around bad 24/7, 365. You can just portray bad, and a lot of people view you that way. But you have moments, don't front. You know, it's like the guy who pretends to be tough or like a bully. You know what I mean? Even these people have soft spots. Yes. So, if you think that's the cheat code to dodge this, you're wrong. It's just that I think you may go through it less, or you may tell yourself you go through it less in your twisted mind because of how grimy you are, how bad you treat people. You know, I used to say, you know, I wasn't always solid and 100 and on the up and up in my early 20s, even up to damn near 30, I did a lot of knucklehead stupid shit. So that's just keeping it a buck. A part of me during that time actually did feel like that it numbs me or protects me from getting disappointed or feeling hurt. And although it happened less, it happened. And no shit still sting. So when I look at life from those times into today saying I feel like I'm a considerably good person overall. At least I think that way. You tell me. Anyway, I think it hit those ones when I wasn't solid. They still stung though. Like they still left an impression. But I feel today, with the majority being good, the hurt and the disappointment is I just got to be knowledgeable that it's going to come more. The price is higher. The price is higher. You know, like all that looking out, all that good, it's like being on a run. It's like you got a good run going. You know, something got to give. It just can't all be kumbaya. It can't just all flow smoothly with no problems. It just doesn't exist. Something gotta make you adjust. That's why life is about adjustments. You know what I mean? So, concluded. No protection whatever path you choose, however you want to behave, carry yourself, be known for, you're not exempt. Solid? Solid. Seat fillers are not good substitutions or replacements. You have to do the whole work. Even if you have to do that work totally alone. So, you could have had a vision, a mission, a purpose. Something happened. It altered that. It changed that. That mission is over. That purpose is over. That task is over. Now you're sitting wondering what's next. What's your next purpose? What's your next goal? What's your next mission? Let me give you a moment, because that's tough. People go through the emotions of that, right? So while you're figuring this, I won't say man or woman. Let's combine. Let's collaborate on this one. Do you go it alone? Or do you receive gracefully any positive energy that's in support of that, that comes your way? Even if that ain't top notch to you or as powerful across the board as you think you may be used to. So let's dumb it down a little. Let's say you own a team. We're going to use basketball. You don't own it. You're the coach. Well, you can own it / coach it. You win the chip, or you was about to win the chip. You want to use a live example? I'll still stay here, though. You was about to win the chip, and something happened. So now players had to go. Players got hurt, trade-ins, or whatever. Now you got this new roster. That ain't the roster you want. But you working with them to try to get where you was going when you had the other roster. Now, I'm tripping you up a little bit on purpose, because for those who want to lean on that and say you need a roster, no matter the quality, just as long as they're giving genuine energy, you want that, you need that to recover from the fact that you need a new game plan. You need new purpose. I don't really think that's the way to go. Easier said than done, though, because support and love, but positive energy, period, after something shifted, is very helpful. It's needed. Some people, you know, it's like a drug. You can't go without it. You took a blow, you know, life spun you, and now you're like, damn. You know, the real authentic way is to go it alone, though. So I gave you all that info, but I'm standing on you need to go it alone. A lot of us don't do that. We don't do that. You know what I mean? People show love. And you think, you know, no matter how it's weighed, you being the solid person you are, you figure, why not? Let me not, you know, why not gravitate towards this, use it as fuel? Because as long as you're giving back that energy to them, where's the harm foul at? Where's the wrong at? But I still stand on, when life spins you, you're looking for new purpose, new task, new journey. You may want to go at it alone. And to even break it down more, I just feel when you go at it alone, you get answers and solutions quicker. Or you may actually get to it quicker in general. Whatever that new purpose, new vision, new goal is. I feel like when you hold on, and not necessarily saying you holding on specifically to something. I'm just saying when you using, sorry to make this sound like that, when you're taking any energy given, when you seat fillers, as we saying, you're not really going through it. You're not really handling it head on. You have help. And you don't even have the help you genuinely would pick, maybe not. So it's going to take longer. I thought it's going to take longer to get to where you need to go when you go at it the easy way, easier way. No judgment here, though. If you, you know, if you got such and such time that you want to place and say, well, look, I just feel better about going at it this way. Fine. But repetitive. I feel you should go at it alone. Copy that? All right. When I was figuring life, I had more women options, or so I felt, that I like. When life's more figured, the access is not the same. Is this like rocket science or obvious? I simplify it again to just help people, remind people of how you should view shit. This is more for men. I ain't gonna hold you. So, when I, you know, young whippersnapper, when you just becoming grown, you get your first spot or your second spot or whatever, because, you know, you're gonna move a couple times maybe, unless you was like sharp and got it right. So, you're moving into your own, you're working your little gig or whatever, you may not have the career yet. That's figuring life, right? You're seeing where you're going to go with it. You know, college, maybe, maybe not. Here's where you can make some choices and fuck up because it's still early. You don't want to purposely do that, but it's early. So that's the part of life you're at, right? It may just be coincidence, but those times in my life, I feel like the selection was crazy, was retarded. So I ain't saying I had all Laura Harveys. I'm just saying it was pretty damn good, though. I had a pretty good thing going, pretty good run, you know, nice confidence. I'm still able to, you know, do the cold approach. I can talk to anybody. You know, I don't have that shyness shit. You know what I mean? So you couldn't tell me much. I think when you're figuring life at that stage of your life, you tend to have a lot of time on your hands, right? So you can entertain multiple things because you got all of this time outside. You know, you probably working and doing the eight and skate. You know what I mean? But you have, but you figuring life, you got your nice little apartment or whatever, but you're not really on a path to excel yet. You saying, let me see how this feels. Let me see how this go. So you have more time to entertain a lot. So I think that's why I felt I had options, because I had more time to exercise and entertain them. So now when you get to when life's more figured, because you're always going to be learning, don't get, listen, life will humble your ass. Don't think you got it. I don't care how much success you got, how much you better than your peers on paper, or maybe legit humble, because life is still a learning process no matter how successful you get. Something can always go left. Something's going to open your eyes in a different way. You just can't sleep. And you know, my topic at the end, I'm going to have to piggyback and put after this to kind of go hand in hand. But in any event, when your life's more figured and you kind of know where you're going with shit, you're into your career at this point, maybe moving or where you live might be still a project, right? But you kind of understand life a little better. The reason why the options go down at this point, some might be exceptions to the rule, go against the grain. What do you mean, voice? What do you mean? It's the same shit. I still get all of... I hear you, Playboy. But when you are the way I'm describing, you may see a slight decrease because you don't have all the time no more to entertain and exercise the options like you once did. And then the crowd and the selection may be older with you, unless you go back to younger and you still at a disadvantage. Because if you're 10, 15 years older than what I was describing before, that crowd wants to turn up weekdays, weekends, a lot. So if that's your target, you got to be available. And then the ones that's your age, they on the same type of time as you. If they work all week, they're not really turning up during the week like that. And they got the weekend to see what you're talking about. And if you're on your purpose and you super grinding, you may have a day and a half. So yeah, the options are going to drop. Duh. You know what I mean? That ain't necessarily a bad thing, though. What's out here? Can someone tell me what's out here? Let me look. Let me get close to y'all. Tell me what's out here. What are you missing? What's so great? And that's not bitter. That's not hate. That's not me not wanting you to get ahead and find your whatever you're looking for. But it's tough. It's tough. Authentic, genuine companionship, friendship, lovership, all that shit, all them ships be sailing. They be sailing. They may, you know, what's the thing they throw, the anchor, to make that ship stay put for a sec. You can enjoy the luxuries on the ship and what they have to offer, but eventually they pick that anchor up and that ship gets sailing again. Voice of Reason dropping gems. So, just understand your position in life and what you're about, and it'll explain the whole option thing and why you have it or you don't. Copy? Cool. Now, an example of the Lord giveth and take it away. Just, you heard that statement. I don't got to sit here and you heard that before. And even if you didn't, let's use some common sense here. Everything you receive can be taken away. You can be blessed and cursed in the same breath. It could go in the other order. You could feel like you cursed and then a blessing come. But either way, head on a swivel, stay on your toes. Example, quick story. I worked at Macy's. We're not going to get into all of the details. I worked at Macy's, right? Obviously, loss prevention, right? Boom. The pressure of catching a case. A case is catching a thief that's stealing from the store. You get like this trial basis to prove you can catch thieves, right? Mistake number one, using that adrenaline and that pressure to try to catch something, no matter how little, no matter how much of a reach it was. Boom. First alleged case I thought I had in the bag. Now we'll get into the details again. Just say it wasn't what it looked like. They didn't actually steal, but they were stopped. Parents happened to be lawyers. That kind of exposes the story already. I can stop right there. But believe it or not, that doesn't come out right away. Meaning like, whatever you thinking, you can figure out what the story's about. It's still parlays. So let's go. I stopped. They didn't steal. Whatever window between that and when I caught my real case, grand larceny case. This was three individuals, over thousands of dollars worth of stuff stolen. Biggest case that month, damn near. Flowers were given. I had to stay late. Because there's a lot of paperwork behind it. You know, I felt like damn near I was going to be in the paper. Felt like the cameras was flashing and all that. Thought I was going to have a permanent spot. No more pressures of trying to prove myself. Right at the end of that paperwork, signing my name proudly that I caught this case, I was terminated for the case where I stopped them, where they didn't steal. Stay with me. On the same day that I caught the biggest case of the month, they let me go for the case where I stopped somebody that didn't steal. Marinate. You think that's wrong? You think that's right? Fuck my feelings. The Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away. What's your story? You can leave it under the comments. I'm going to make sure probably this is the promo. Feel me? What's your story? Because everybody got one, whether you want to admit it or not. Ain't that wild? Leave that right there. Space is space. Ain't no half-stepping with that. No matter if you have to do that with a partner, a friend, a hangout spot. You think of other things. Let's just go with those three. Space is space. You can't say, all right, I went to this spot every Friday for the past month. I'm going to take a Friday off. You may need more than that. If you seriously need the space, take the space. It's real toxic, unhealthy, I feel, to be half-stepping. Oh, I ain't go this Friday. I'm going to go next Friday. Look at this friend. There's a friend that, you know, y'all might have fell out. And just need a time to let that pass. You don't keep digging, because if you keep reaching while that issue is fresh, it's just making it worse. You're just making it worse. You're poking the bear. Same thing in a relationship. Now, I'm not going to get into the dynamics of what y'all got at stake to be sitting here taking this space, but you got to give all of the space. All of the space. If you're going to use that word, let's do it right. Feel me? Not going to stay too long there. Real space. Totally stepping back. More than if you got to stop drinking. You want to do a detox, 30 days. Cleanse. The space is the space. You got to do the work. This whole episode is the work, if not most of them. Cool? That's it. Why women and men can't get what they want. Don't aim low. Believe. Fuck influence. Back to the word work. It's more simple than you think. Yeah, I'm saying that with a boat of confidence. And you could try to dig and see what my life like, right? What I mean is, I can view it as simple and not as complicated as we all experience. But I can't make the other person do the work or compromise. So I say simple in the sense of get two folks, work on yourselves. One works on them. That's all they can do. They can control the work they put in. The more work you put in to make yourself better is going to pay off. Regardless, somewhere. Now, patience has to fall in line with that. So just because you know you did all of this work, shit ain't gonna fall in your lap. But you see a difference somewhere with shit when you put in work for yourself and create the best version of you. Part two to that is compromise to deal with whoever you're dealing with. So if you work to be the best version of you and you did the work to understand compromise, to know the true balance where you're not sacrificing your integrity, but you're able to work it out. Those both things in a chokehold, you should get anything you want. Anything you want and anyone you want, you should. But here go the other side of that. Whatever you want, material, job, career, item, block, that may go regardless because there's no work or compromise that a thing has to do or can do. Maybe a job, maybe a career choice has to put in work as well, or like, you know, to make it worth your while. Compromise. Chasing a job is not going to chase you. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got to put in work and maybe they'll compromise. So you get compromised from things like a career. You know what I mean? But anything you want, like a car or any other material thing, it's not going to give you back nothing. You just want that. So the work you put in mixed with the compromise to get it, just get it and you better enjoy it. You know what I mean? If it was that important to you. Now, when it comes to a partner, well, buddy, you can't beat yourself up. Ooh, let me get close again. Oh, voice of reason. Take your own fucking advice, huh? You fucking listen to yourself sometimes. You call a voice of reason. You give all these great quotes. You help. Listen, I can't count how many people I've influenced in some kind of way. I'm not talking about millions. And I'm not saying I'm tooting my horn to the highest sound. Ayo. But I've done it. People could vouch. So it's like, take your own advice, hush. Voice of reason, take your own advice. Anyway, the work, the compromise means nothing. Oh, sound like a hypocrite, don't I? Didn't I just say this everything? To who you want. If they gotta do both, work on themselves to the best version of themselves and willing to compromise. Fellas, we saving them, ain't we? We save them, we save them, we save them. Because if we work on the best version on ourselves and we compromise, as long as they compromise, we'll deal with it while they're working on themselves. Don't we kind of like sacrifice our integrity a little for that? And I'm not judging that. We love who we love. We fall for who we fall for. We weak for who we weak for. All you tough people out there, all that tough shit, rough exterior, wall up, cut the crap. Everybody caught you out there. And you probably will get caught again before you die. Sorry. But you can't do nothing about it. Fellas, we go the little extra mile. Not in all cases. Don't go sending our always shit out here. I didn't say always. But we will let the work on themselves slide if they're willing to compromise. Women could say the same. I mess with this cat. He ain't have his shit together. He's a little compromised, though. So, you know, I thought he had potential, so I let him rock. The statement is getting what you want, guys. But you still can't guarantee that. You can only work on yourself and be willing to compromise. I mean, that's why I call it simple. Because everyone can take that message right now. Just take that and sit on it. And when you think you found someone suitable, apply it. The ones that don't care about you, yet you do. Why? Does that tie into you can have compromise and not have worked on your best self? Maybe that has nothing to do with it. I'm trying to blindside you, distract you. Pardon me. We all got that too. I don't care how tough you is, how polished you make yourself out to be, how clean you think your closet is. We all got that. Why the fuck do we care when they don't? I'm not even going to stir the pot and be specific on if that's a friend, if that's a relative, if that's a partner. Period. We be caring, yo. We be doing the most. And I want to remain solid here and not produce negative energy. Give you the littlest of that possible, because sometimes no one's perfect. The devil lurks. But this is some bullshit. We got to stop. We got to stop. You can detach. You can step away. Go back to space. You can do these things. You don't have to be belligerent about it. You ain't got to be disrespect. Like, you know what I mean? There's ways, dog. You could just gracefully bow out, dog, and be like, you know what? My headspace is that I rock with you, but I can't rock with you. I rock with you, but I can't rock with you. Because you see, when you care, I don't know what sets off in your brain. Like, it's almost like your kids. Like, some people with their kids, not everybody. You know how we always say, and that's sad to report, that when a kid is killed, you know, through violence, whether it's gang related or just some street shit in general, And the parents or the guardian sitting there like, my baby went to school every day and straight A student this. And I'm not teasing it or making fun of it at all. I'm just saying, like, we really, with that though, you supposed to, your kid. So don't break me down too literally. I'm not comparing the kid to this. I'm just saying that's the naive thinking though. It's a little naive. So now when we go to the people we care about, it's like, we know the bullshit. We know the difficulties. We know, like, it's been exposed, bro. And yet we still be like, what you mean? what could I do you for? My grandma, I'm out of here. I'm getting out of here. But before I do, Granny, yo, used to get on my nerves with that. Love you. Yo, this care, and people don't give a fuck, bro. Like, you care and you care. No, you want to be the higher power, and you're one of God's messengers and angels and whatever. So, you know, your purpose here is to help, which is true. Your purpose is to help, to make the world a better place. So, if that's your life's goal and you just like that all around the board, cool. You know what I'm saying? I'm not telling you to be a demon. What I'm saying is, this gotta hit. This gotta get checked. At some point, this gotta get checked. They don't care. And they keep showing you that. What are we doing? What are we doing? Honestly, easier said than done. You're not gonna watch this, wake up tomorrow, and do the clip game. You're not. You may not do it at all. But you done heard me, though. You heard me. We all there. I ain't judging you. Come look into my eyes. Come look at my shit. Research my shit. We all are. Ain't nobody better than nobody in that regard. I'm just saying, if I could get somebody to step out this fucking helpful box that don't fucking deserve it, somebody be like, you know what? That's it. Awesome. You know what I'm saying? Getting animated at the end. But that shit is crazy, dog. That shit is crazy. You know what I mean? So, till next time, stay safe. I appreciate you joining me. Stay productive. Stay positive. Stay pushing. Last notes. Memorial for Big just passed. Still sip. Never gets old. And remember those clocks, daylight saving in effect. Spring forward, fall back. I holla.